Sky News Centre at 6. The Prime Minister's defended the decision to place three quarters of the population in England under the strictest coronavirus rules.
There is a new strain of the virus which is spreading much faster and surging across the country. And we've seen a 40% increase in cases in England in the last week alone, almost 15% more patients in hospital.
The Midlands, the North East and parts of the North West and South West are going to be moved into Tier 4 from midnight. It includes a stay-at-home order, meaning non-essential shops, gyms and hairdressers must close. Boris Johnson also said the government will shift heaven and earth to roll out the new Oxford-AstraZeneca jab, which has now been approved. The UK's recorded its highest number of daily COVID-19 deaths since mid-April. Another 981 people have died and there have been more than 50,000 new infections. England's Deputy Chief Medical Officer Jonathan Van Tams warned the situation's likely to get worse.
It is almost certainly true that the NHS has not yet seen the impact of the infections that will have occurred during mixing on Christmas Day. And that, unfortunately, is also rather sobering.
The return of England's secondary schools is being delayed. Exam year students will return on the 11th of January, while others will follow a week later. Some primary age kids also won't be going back next week. MPs have overwhelmingly backed Boris Johnson's EU trade deal.
The ayes to the right, 521. The noes to the left, 73. The ayes have it, unlock.
It clears the way for the agreement to come in tomorrow. In sport, tonight's Premier League match between Tottenham and Fulham has been called off. Fulham requested the postponement because of a number of coronavirus cases at the club. Meanwhile, Rangers have stayed 16 points clear at the top of the Scottish Premiership. That follows a 2-0 win at St Mirren. That's the latest. I'm Annie Green.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Hello everybody, my name is Ella Webb and you are listening to World Wide Web here on Phoenix 98FM. Today we have a very special show with just the funniest and the best little stories we've had throughout this whole 2020 year. We've got some great songs as always, and starting off with Umbrella by Rihanna featuring Jay-Z.
Jay, Rain Man is back with Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you I'll always share.
But no promise to get out to the end.
Hello everybody, so we are back, our last show of 2020. Next week will actually be, I've done World Wide Web, my show, for a whole year, yep. But today is our last show of 2020. So we thought, that instead of doing a main story and around the world stories and how we usually lay the show out, we have just picked the funniest and the best little stories we've had the entire year. There's no new ones, it's just ones that we've talked about the entire year.
And no COVID.
No, there's no. Nothing about
enough
COVID.
Of that on the news today already.
They are just funny and the best stories. But the first one is one that no one will ever be able to forget. It's burned into our minds. It's a good story, but it's a bad thing. No, it's not COVID. The tea video, which boils over,
that's what it's called.
Yes. Yeah. So, the woman on TikTok, which we probably have all seen the video to, who made a British cup of tea. But people say that her tea technique should be made illegal. Michelle, who is from the US but is living in the UK, started by microwaving a mug of water. Use a kettle. Why microwave water? Use a kettle. That's what kettles are for. She then topped it up with milk before adding the tea bag and lots of sugar. So it'd be watery milk. Not even milk. It'd be watery milk.
But then was the milk cold when she put it in?
Yes.
So she's slightly warmed the water and then put cold milk in to just make it a little bit...
And make it watery milk.
Yeah.
Before then adding the tea bag and lots of sugar. Despite the negative reaction, the video has received more... This was back on the 20th of June when this magazine came out. But then it had received more than 100,000 likes and 30,000 comments. Yeah, I don't think any of those comments will be like, yes, you did it right.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, well done, you did it right. Or, I like how you did that. I think everyone would be, no, that's not how you do it. That's not how you do it. Our next one is the cat that crashed the MP's meeting. So you might remember this vaguely, but if not, here is the story. So a cat has caught everyone's attention after it interrupted a virtual meeting of the Members of Parliament. MP John Nicholson was talking about subtitles on children's television when his cat's tail popped into view, obscuring his face. This made everyone else in the meeting laugh, and Nicholson apologised for the interruption. He then turned to his cat and said, "Rojo, put your tail down." Nicholson later tweeted a picture of Rojo in the message, "For all of Rojo's new fans, thousands across the world it seems, you've seen the tail, here's the face." I remember that story, I remember talking about it, and I remember that was a bit of a laugh. Cat's tail pop up.
I remember that far too well because I've had a lot of Zoom calls throughout the year for obvious reasons. And unfortunately, there's a man that I work with, and I have seen his cat's bum too many times when his cat has jumped up on his desk at home and then turned around, which is not something I really want to see.
No. Well, talking about animals' bums, you might remember this one. The big eyes on backside. I remember when I first said that, I hadn't told you before and you were like, what?
I'm still a bit, what?
Yes. So a new report has offered farmers in southern Africa a clever way to trick lions into leaving their cattle alone. The technique is simply to paint eyes on the cow's bottoms so that lions think that they have lost the element of surprise. Lions hunt by ambushing their prey, so if they think their prey is watching them, they are unlikely to attack. The reporter's author hope that the cows will be safe and farmers will stop killing lions in revenge. But I just remember the name of that one. It's a funny name of it. It's a really good idea. It's just a really, really funny name.
What we should do is we should actually ask the Week Junior to go back to these stories and get us an update. Did it work?
Yeah.
That's what we want to know. There's another story. I don't know if we're going to talk about this as well, but wasn't it electric wolves or something?
Yes.
Electronic wolves somewhere in Canada to stop bears coming into town. It's like, did it work?
I can't remember if we're talking about that one, but if we are, then you'll find out a bit later. And if not, obviously you won't. But we'll go in threes with the story. So they were the first three stories. The big eyes on backside, then the cat's tail, and then the first one of how to make a very bad...
A terrible cup of tea.
But our first song this week is Wild Ones by Flo Rida.
Hey, I heard you were a wild one. Ooh, if I took you home and be a woman, show me.
In the roof, how we do it. I don't care tonight, she don't care. We like almost there, the right vibe, ready to get live. Ain't no surprise, take me so high, jumping those dives, surfing the crowd. Ooh, said I gotta be the man, I'm the head of my band. Mic check, 1, 2. Shut them down in the club where the Playboy does, so they all get loose. Out the bottle, we all get fit in again tomorrow. Gotta break rules, cause that's the motto. Club shut down, 100 supermodels.
Hey, I heard you were a wild one. If I took you home and be a woman, show me how you do. I wanna shut down the club with you. Hey, I heard you like the wild ones.
Party rocker, for showstopper, more shampoo, number one club popper. Gotta hang over like too much vodka. Can't see me with 10 binoculars. So cool, no doubt by the end of the night, got the clothes coming off, then I make that move. Somehow, some way, gotta raise the roof. All black shades when the sun come through. Uh-oh, it's on like everything goes. Wild life, baby, to the freak it chose. What happens to that body is a private show. Stays right here, private show. I like a mundane, don't talk about high pain. Tolerance bottoms up when it's champagne. My life come on humming, then we hit Spain. Too easy with the deal, we get insane.
Hey, I heard you were a wild.
I am a wild one. wolves and I'm on the prowl.
That was, and you heard, you kind of heard a little bit of what our next
spoiler alert
might do be, but you can't have a show without that song, really.
Well, you can't, no.
Yeah. But that was Wild Ones by Flo Rida featuring Sia. And our next story, little stories of this week. I thought I'd go with this one because it probably wasn't very funny for the people who were involved, but it's quite a funny story if you think of it. So, the panther in the park turns out to be a soft toy. So, police were called to a park in West Sussex, England, when panicked members of public reported there was a panther on the loose. Upon arrival, police saw what looked like to be a wild animal leaning over a park bench, only to discover it was a soft toy. Sussex police were clearly not playing around and said, "It may be a stuffed toy," but the attending officers didn't necessarily know that at first. So it's a serious story because it was a fake. It wasn't a real panther. But it's funny that people actually thought it was a real panther.
I know, it could have been.
Well, yeah, it could have been. But thinking, it hasn't moved in the past several minutes. Do you
maybe
not think
just
it would have
stalking
moved?
Stalking something.
Yeah, it's just hanging on to the back of the park bench. So why would it be? Why would it just be staying still? Why would it be on the back of the park bench anyway?
Yeah, exactly. It's an unusual place for it to be.
Yes.
You know, the police didn't shoot it or something.
Nothing would have happened.
No, I know, but
you would have broken someone's toy.
Bring in a whole like unit with a tranquilizer dart to shoot it and to go, oh, right, okay.
Nothing happened.
Yeah.
Just a whole load of stuffing came out. But yes, and our next one. I remember this one because I remember saying it's a good idea, but it's a funny idea. This is why I like doing this, because they're all funny.
That's the whole idea. That's the whole point.
Some of them are serious, but it's the name and the idea of them. But cafe customers sport strange noodle hats.
Oh, you remember these this things. One? Oh, yeah.
So a cafe in a city in Germany has welcomed back customers for
coffee?
Coffee and cake, as long as they wear special headgear. Customers in the cafe must wear headgear made from swimming pool noddles to ensure that everyone follows Germany's social distancing rules and stay 1.5 metres apart. The owner, Jacqueline Roth, told the local TV channel, "It is a perfect gag and of course it's very funny. Our customers were really into it." So you're basically just wearing a noodle. A swimming pool noodle, one of the things that you lean on in the pool, yep. On your head.
Foam float thing.
On your head. It's a good idea.
It's a great
and
idea.
And it's funny.
It's quite effective.
Yes. But it might be the sort of thing that some people who go there might not really like the idea of. Like, why do I have to wear I'm wearing a swimming pool noodle on my head. Exactly. You're starting to laugh. Just imagine if you see someone with a swimming pool noodle on their head.
Well,
it's quite funny.
What's more important, really?
Yes. You know,
saving lives during the pandemic or looking a little bit silly for the duration of your coffee.
Coffee and cake. Yes. And our next one. I completely forgot about this one. And what I had to do is I went through all of the magazines, which I've recently put in a drawer under my bed. But it's a drawer right next to my chest of drawers. So it won't come out properly. So I put them all in there, not knowing we were going to do this show. And thought, right, it'll be okay.
Won't need them again.
Yeah, I won't need them again. If I want to, then tough, I won't. I'll just read. Yeah, I'll just read tough. The most recent one. Yeah. I didn't realise I was going to need this show. I was going to do this show and needed to get them all out again to find which were the funniest ones. So that was the hardest part.
What's this one then?
Yeah, I'm getting to
it. I'm excited. It's the build-up.
Drum roll. Cop sniffs out crime. Do you remember this one?
Don't know. Tell me more.
So, a man who was being chased by police in Nottinghamshire, in England, gave his hiding place away by farting.
Yes, I do.
I thought I recognised... When I found this one, I thought, I recognise the title. It's going to be a funny one. And I read it and I was like, yep. He was running into woodlands and found a hiding place among the trees. However, when he accidentally let out a fart, the police knew where to find him and the suspect was soon arrested. One of the police officers says, I was almost out of wind, but luckily the suspect still had some. I heard him letting rip and followed the noise to the bush. It's what the police officer says afterwards as well.
Yeah.
I was running out of wind, but the suspect definitely wasn't. But that one is just a very funny one. And so far, the first six have been very funny.
They have.
I definitely think so.
And strangely, not many animals featuring.
No. One. Is it? Yes. No. One. Panther one. Yeah.
That. Oh, and the lions.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't really counting the panther on the bus. Oh. It wasn't actually a panther. It was a toy.
Yeah, a toy panther. Kind of the same thing.
Mm.
Yeah. But yes, a good six so far. Now it's time for some songs. You kind of heard what the first one was. It all of them went into auto accidentally. We were only meant to have one song there. But I'm guessing you all know what, if you heard that first little tiny bit of our next song, what it's going to be. Next up, we have No Time to Die by Billie Eilish and Shout Out to My Ex by Little Mix.
The blood you own. We were a pair, but I saw you there. Too much to bear. You were my life, but life is far away from fair. Was I stupid to love you? Was I reckless to help? Was it obvious to everybody else?
Fool me once, fool me twice. How you die? time to die.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
This is a shout out to my ex. Heard he in love with some other chick. Yeah, that hurt me, I'll admit. Forget that, but I'm over it. I hope she getting better sex. Hope she ain't faking it like I did, babe. Took so long, used to call it quits. Forget that, but I'm over it. Guess I should say thank you for the hate yous and the tattoos. Oh, baby, I'm cool, by the way. And sure I loved you anyway. Go ahead, babe, I'ma live my life, yeah.
Shout out to my ex, you're really quite the man. You made my heart break and that made me who I am. Here's to my ex, hey, look at me now. I'm on the way up, I swear you'll never bring me down. Shout out to my ex, you're really quite the man. You made my heart break and that made me who I am. Here's to my ex, hey, look at me now. I'm on the way up, I swear you'll never bring me down.
Oh, I deleted all your pics, then blocked your number from my phone. Yeah, you took all you could get, but you ain't getting this done no more. Cause now I'm living so legit. Even though you broke my heart in two, baby, but I snap right back, I'm so brand new, baby.
I'm so brand new.
Boy, read my lips, I'm over you, over you.
We've got 12 stories all together, but I think I'll do three, then three. So we've got three this time.
Okay.
This time round. Our first
one. It's like
one.
Seasonal. It's like we've got one for every month.
Yeah.
And we've split them into four seasons.
We don't really have one for every month.
Shh.
Okay, we have one for every month.
Because that would have been really clever.
Yeah.
And that's what you thought, isn't it?
No. No, but you have to try and find the funny ones. I didn't want to pick one from every month. And I try and make it funny, but it's not a very funny story. Or it's on the edge of being funny. So I just picked the funny ones, which ended up being a good amount. But this one is, you might remember this one, a highly prized poo. So, new research has revealed that poo by seabirds from around the world could cost more than, really, big number, £360 million each year. Wow. So in 2020, bird poo could have cost £360 million.
Yep.
Yes. The science behind the study says that the birds are like biological pumps, disposing substances that help to sustain coastal habitats. On land, their poo can be used as a natural fertilizer. Experts hope that by pointing out these benefits in terms of money, they can raise awareness for the importance of seabirds and preserve their habitat. Well, can they stop eating food? if you hold a chip and you're reading something, next thing you know, the chip's gone. And it's in a seagull's mouth, sitting right in front of you.
Yep.
And it's like, excuse me, can I have my chip back? And they just eat it. It's like, oh, okay.
Nope, I'm going to turn it into poo.
Great, thanks. But yes, I found it's a funny title ones. It's all that it's when they've got a very funny title, but that one, highly prized poo.
Poo. Anything with poo in it, really. Come on.
Well, I mean, even Anna Bassi said that as well when we had her on. When I asked her what are her favourite stories, she said that she doesn't have a favourite story, but the funny ones that she really likes are the ones to do with poo.
Yep.
She even can't said go that wrong. Herself.
Can't go wrong.
Yes. And our next one is... So, the world's longest what's it sets a new record. I just thought this one was quite cool.
It's impressive.
Yes. But there's also a little bit I thought about earlier. So, at the Walker's Crisp Factory in Leicester in England, a team of workers have broken the Guinness World Records for the longest puffed corn snack to make a giant what's it. It took 8 people just under 2.5 hours to bake the 10.66 metre long snack. They plan to mount it on a display on the factory wall. But, so it's very impressive, and it's just a what's it. And it's 10.66 metres long. But reading that, when I read it earlier, I realised that it says world's longest... Guinness World Record for the longest puffed corn snack.
Mm-hmm.
It never said that they put it, like, covered it in, like, the cheese powder they do, like, the stuff which stains your fingers.
Yeah.
It never says that. It doesn't say, it just says longest puffed corn snack by making a giant what's it. Yeah, but it doesn't say they covered it in the cheese.
Well, it wouldn't be a what's it.
Exactly.
That's what makes it a what's it.
Yes, but they just said longest puffed corn snack.
Uh-huh.
That's not cheese. It doesn't say the longest ever what's it. They just said by making.
So they've gone the extra mile.
No.
To create a what's it, not just any old corn snack.
Well, you could take that two ways. You could take it your way or they haven't put cheese on it.
Wow.
I'm taking it that way, that they haven't put cheese on it. Yes.
Controversial.
Yes. And our next one. Goat gets in police car. This is what I like. Just reading the title and seeing your reaction whether you laugh.
It's good because I remember them.
So a sheriff in Colorado in the US was surprised to find a goat sitting in the front seat of her police car. The sheriff had left her car door open as she delivered some legal papers to a house. She returned to find a goat sitting in the front seat and was then... knocked to the ground while the goat was trying to get out the car. The goat also ate some of her paperwork. A camera on the sheriff's uniform filmed the incident, and the sheriff's office shared a video on their Facebook page. It's just a funny one, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a goat in a car.
Don't leave your door wide open.
Otherwise, a goat's going to get in. Obviously. Yeah.
Obviously.
What else would you suspect? Why wouldn't a goat not get in the car, which is wide open? But yes, next we've got another song lined up, and then we've got our last three stories of 2020. Stories ever of 2020.
Nice to meet you, where you been? I could show you incredible things. Magic, madness, heaven,
trying to see how this one ends. Grab your passport and my hand. I can make the bad guys good for a weekend.
So it's gonna be forever. Your name. Cherry lips, crystal skies. I could show you incredible things. Stolen kisses, pretty lies. You're the king, baby, I'm your queen. Find out what you want. Be that girl for a month. Wait, the worst is yet to come. Time you leave, 'cause darling, I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream.
So it's gonna be forever.
Your name. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
That was A Blank Space by Taylor Swift. Now we have our last three stories of 2020, in fact.
No.
Not even of just the show, of 2020.
Let's make them good ones.
Yes.
Go out on a high with a bang.
Bang. There we go. We're off.
Nice bang, thanks.
Thanks. So, our first... it's actually our 10th story. It's fans want Goose as city's new mayor. I thought I had to include this one.
Yeah.
Because it's just ridiculous. Residents of the city in Canada are campaigning to make a pet goose their mayor. Steve the Goose earned his fame after a dramatic escape from a fox. The bird was plucked from his own owner's garden and carried away in a cunning fox's mouth. To his owner's surprise, Steve returned home the next day. There is now Steve the Goose for Mayor merchandise available online. You really want a goose?
Of course there is.
To be a mayor? Like, how is a what? It's not going to be able to speak to you. I just need to go speak to the mayor. Hi, Goose.
But I remember this at a time, and I remember saying it doesn't really say much for the other candidates, does it?
No.
They want Goose to run as mayor.
Yes. Just a bit like, yeah, we'll just get a Goose. They're better than you.
Exactly.
Yes.
Thanks very much.
Yeah. Our 11th one, a slice of cheese used as a bookmark in a library. This just made me think, why, out of anything you could use as a bookmark. You could use a leaf from outside. You could use a page of another book. Not a good idea, but you could literally use that. Cheese. A slice of cheese. So a slice of cheese has been found inside a library book in Liverpool, as if it had been used as a bookmark. Alex Whittleson from the University of Liverpool Library said that the slice was warm and liquid.
Nice.
Yes.
I don't remember this one.
I kind of do. Very vaguely, though. She said that the person who found it on the 21st of January said so shocked that they couldn't remember which book it was in. But it was discovered somewhere between American history and geography. She joked, I'm not sure even the mice would have been interested. Warm and liquid.
Nice. I mean, it really does sound appetising.
Are you okay? I know you like cheese.
Yeah, not
but
that
cheese
much,
has
maybe.
Been used as a bookmark. She's like, why? You're in a library. Go outside. Pick up a leaf. Even if it's a leaf straight off of a tree or a leaf on the ground, which is practically dead.
Fold the corner of the page over.
Exactly. Not to use some cheese. Why cheese? That's my question. Why cheese?
Maybe they were worried that the cracker was going to break. No?
No. And our last one. Owl who is too fat to fly. A rescued owl has been put on a diet because she is too fat to fly. The bird was brought into Suffolk Owl Sanctuary after she was found in a ditch. At first, staff there thought the owl was injured, but it was soon realised that she was just overweight and couldn't get off the ground. The owl was put on a strict diet and was then released back into the wild. Experts believe that the mild winters meant that there was lots of mice around and for the greedy owl to eat. It's just that it can't fly because of how much it's eaten.
Oh, yeah, I know the feeling after Christmas.
But you don't fly. You don't have wings to fly.
True. Yeah, very observant of you.
Thank you. But now we've got our next double song, and then it's goodbye. But we'll have our two double songs first. First up, we've got Black and White by Niall Horan and Prisoner by Miley Cyrus.
That first night we were standing at your door, fumbling for your keys, then I kissed you. Asked me if I wanna come inside, 'cause we didn't wanna end the night. Then you took my hand and I followed you. Yeah, I see us in black and white, crystal clear on the starlit night. Sitting here in your living room, telling stories while we share a drink or two. And there's a vision I've been holding in my mind. We're 65 in US. When did I first know? I always knew. Yeah, I see us in black and white, crystal clear. From the starlit night in all your gorgeous colors, I promise that I'll love you for the rest of my life. See you standing in your dress, swearing firmly for all our friends, there'll never be another. I promise that I'll love you for the rest of my life. I want the world to witness when we finally say I do. It's the way. Black and white.
crystal clear on a starlit night. There'll never be another. I promise that I love you.
I see us in black and white, crystal clear on a starlit night.
That I love you for the rest of my life.
Prisoner, prisoner, locked up. Can't get you off my mind. Lord knows I tried a million times, million times. Oh, oh, why can't you just let me go?
Strung out on a feeling, my hands are tied. Your face on my ceiling, I fantasize.
Was Black and White by Niall Horan and Prisoner by Miley Cyrus. But that's all from me this week and 2020.
This year, yeah.
Yes. I'll be back next week with more from The Week Junior in 2020. And remember, new week, new news, 2021, here on World Wide Web. Have a lovely evening. Stay safe. Goodbye. I'll leave you with these next two songs.
And Happy New Year.
I'm feeling sexy and free, like glitter's raining on me. You're like a shot of pure gold. I think I'm about to explode. I can taste the tension like a cloud of smoke in the air. Now I'm breathing like I'm running, 'cause you're taking me there. Don't you know? Me out of control. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
get a good feeling, yeah.
WhatGodSip.com. Now I got a word for your tongue. How many Rolling Stones you want? Yeah, I got a brand new spirit speaking and it's done. Woke up on the side of the bed like I won. Talk like a wind in my chest to that sun. G5 in the U.S. to Taiwan. Now who can say that? I wanna play back. Mama knew I was a needle in a haystack. Upper body boy, plus made back. I got a feeling it's a rap, ASAP.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Never giving in, giving up's not an option, gotta get it in. Witness, I got the heart of 20 men. No fear, go to sleep in the lion's den. That glow, that spark, that crown. You're looking at the king of the jungle now. Stronger than ever, can't hold me down. 100 miles gunning from the bitch's mouth. Straight game face, it's game day. See me running through the crowd, full of melee. No trick plays, I'm Bill Gates. Take a genius to understand me.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. Get a good feeling, yeah.